WWI.
KC2WI from N2PFM. After the net, I went over the landline with you about that image burner. Unable to burn a DVD disc from it. I can burn a file on a DVD disc, and that's as far as I can do with it. Something I don't understand, apparently. Okay, N2PFM clear.
I don't know if anybody's going to do an answer. I'm on the phone right now, but if there's anybody else listening that wants to pick up the net, go ahead. Otherwise, I'll pick it up in hopefully a few minutes here. KC2WI. Anybody around us at the Black River Valley service net, over.
And to BFM here.
Yeah. Still on a remote support call here, but I guess nobody else is listening tonight. I didn't hear any echoing connections announced. I got your message. I'm not sure what your problem you're having, but if you download an ISO image, well, get wherever you get one from, if you download an ISO image, let's say, of a CD or a DVD, or you make one somewhere else or whatever, it's going to be a file that has the extension .iso. And that is by definition, although I've seen another program use that same extension, but basically, that is by definition an ISO image, and what you do with ISO images, other than just copying them or something, is they are used to create a CD or a DVD, depending. And whatever program or programs you have on the computer to do CD burning should all recognize those. So, for example, you have Nero, and if you open Nero and, you know, set, you know, file open or, you know, whatever, burn image or something, and navigated to where the ISO was you want and clicked on it, a Nero would, you know, load it, and then, you know, you click burn disk, whatever. If you have only one application that burns DVDs, all you really need to do is find that ISO image in, you know, My Documents or Downloads or wherever it is. Click on it, and that program is going to pop up. If you have more than one program, whatever the default program is likely going to pop up, or you could right-click on it and say open with. Now, for example, if you had Nero and you had, what's the other one here? Like, boy, I don't know, Image Burn, you could do it with either one. And I know my one I do this all the time because I download a certain troubleshooting thing and it's updated. All I do is click on that, you know, ISO image. I just double click on it and Image Burn opens right up, and it's, you know, if there's no blank disk in the drive. But, you know, it'll tell you put a disk in the drive and you burn it. So it should just work, basically.
Well, I really wish that were the case, but, you know, theoretical, yes, often the theoretical and the practical are not the same. Now, also, it tells you an image burn, you can convert it to a thing that says a .iso, the ticket .iso, convert it to a .dvd. And I tried that and everything, and still when you go to burn it, it burns it as a file.
Okay, I never really burn files without image burn. I just create and burn images. But if you have a such and such .iso, and you double click on that, and if image burn is your default burning application, your default application to handle ISO images, it's going to open image burn, and it's going to burn the DVD that ISO image represents. However, if, for example, you open image burn first, or zero first, and then you say in image burn it would be write file / folders to disk, then it's going to say, oh, I see you have this file, I don't care what it's called, it's something .iso, it's going to put it on the disk as a file. So what you have to do in image burn is you have to select write image file to disk, which basically means make the disk that the image file represents, and something similar in Nero or CyberLink or whoever's program you have. So you have to be careful what you're telling it to do, or it'll do the wrong thing.
All right, I know you got to get back to somebody on something, but all right, I'm going to try a few things here like that and see if it works out. If not, I'll give you a landline a little later then, okay?
KV2KYE, we're checking in. KV2KYE, we're listening. KV2KYE, we're out.
Bravo, Dick from Utica calling for the United County Traffic Emergency Net. Looking for stations with or without traffic, all stations are welcome and check-ins will be appreciated.
This is N2PFM. Good evening, no traffic.
Roger, N2PFM. Thank you, George. Good evening, and thank you very much for your check-in. Calling for Octen. Calling for Octen. All stations are welcome. Final call for Octen. Octen would like to thank the Boonville Amateur Radio Club for allowing Octen the use of its repeater. KC2OVB73, clear of the net, and good evening, George. Thank you very much for your check-in, and to Papa Foxtrot Mike. KC2OVB, clear.